Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, August 24th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2 cents, 657 and a quarter. December wheat up 12 and three quarter cents at 813 and a quarter. And November beans down 4 cents at 1457. Like we talked about this morning, I thought maybe the beans would open higher and then maybe sell off a little bit of buy the rumor, sell the fact. I think that's what happened out here today. Beans broke 37 cents off the early highs. Kind of dragged down the corn and the wheat with it. But then the wheat rallied on its own. It rallied better part of 21 cents off the lows. Corn rallied 7 cents off the lows to close higher here. But the beans couldn't quite do it. The meal was up 210, but the oil was down 94 ticks, despite the crude oil being up $1.15 a barrel. You know, we had that sale this morning. Again, I thought it was kind of already built into the market. The Grow Farmer Tour is moving. And, you know, the yields are pretty much as expected. They're certainly light in the West, getting better as you get into Indiana, Illinois, Iowa. Illinois, the top yields they're reporting are about 226 bushels to the acre. The lowest, about 182. Iowa looks like it's 150 to 192 in that range. So, you know, the bean pods, where it's good, it's great, but generally a little bit light. So kind of a mixed bag out here, and I think that's what we saw during the day. The corn was lower much of the day, but then rallied with the wheat rallying late. I haven't seen any real rally, reason for the rally in the wheat. You know, it's Independence Day in Ukraine today. It's a six-month anniversary. Everybody was expecting some kind of missile fire. I haven't seen anything on the tapes yet about any activity by the Russians, but for whatever reason, the wheat rallied here. Now, we are under pressure. Wheat at one point was down about a dime. Corn was down about a nickel. There was talk about inflation and recession out here. The bonds are down another full point at 136.16, well off their highs. Of the last month, we got up to 146, so we're almost 10 points under that. The general consensus is it's like a 50-50 shot between a 50-point basis increase and a 75-point basis increase. We might get a little better handle once we see what the Jackson Hole Summit has to say. The Fed Chairman Powell will be speaking on Friday, so maybe we'll get a little bit of direction from that. We're still about 5.5 points away from the lows we made when they had before the last announcement. But at any rate, I think the trade's a little skittish about, you know, recession and interest rates continuing to move higher out here. But overall, really wasn't, you know, a bad day. Corn closed okay, wheat closed good. The beans 13 off its lows, so it wasn't too bad out there. So kind of a day just the market's trying to wait and see what the final Pro Farmer Tour is going to say tomorrow night. But I think it's going to be pretty much as expected. Lousy West, pretty good in the middle, and the Far East, a little bit light. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.